Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
Does Bears quarterback Caleb Williams need to have a better game against the Bengals than Jets quarterback Justin Fields did last week?
He can. I think he absolutely can. Does he need to? I don't know, because a major part of that box score, you know, a stat that helps you interpret the game, if you will, was that the Jets were able to rush for 254 yards. 133 of that was everybody's darling, Breece Hall. Well, the Bears ran for 222 against the Saints. So I like their chances to be able to establish a run game in this one that is effective. The only question becomes, like, is DeAndre Swift going to be 100%? You know, how many carries does he get? He had that groin injury that was a big bit of a nagging issue in the past two games. Justin Fields goes 21 of 32 for 244 yards, throws a touchdown. Good enough for a 99 rating. So I don't know. I don't know that he has to. I think, again, the Bears' best friend offensively maybe to run the ball first and then figure out passing later.
That's such a novel concept, isn't it?
I like it. I'm pro run the ball.
So, like, run the ball, maybe use some play action off of running the ball, that those types of things?
Hear me out. What do you think about a rollout, per se?
Like rollouts work.
Bootleg, you know, whatever you want to call it.
I'd just call it ludicrous.
Play action, rollout.
I would just call it literally ludicrous. Or yeah. Maybe just Luda for short.
Or then maybe out of the rollout, you do a little misdirection.
Yes. Yeah, all of that. As for the question itself, yeah, that would be nice. I think he's certainly capable of out gaining what Justin Fields did. I'd like to see him get close to the percentage that Justin Fields threw. 21 of 32.
Yeah, that would be on his way to closer achieving the Ben Johnson target goal of 70%.
He doesn't have to have a bunch of touchdowns, but also something that Justin Fields didn't do in that game. He didn't turn the ball over.
He did not.
So that could be a thing that they could write down, like things that Justin Fields did that you would like to see Caleb Williams do in this contest. But ultimately, the answer is yeah. 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 Justin Fields, I saw what you did against the Bengals. Caleb, why don't you and your offensive guru head coach who's getting paid lots of money draw something up to beat that?
Number 2.
Question number 2. It's time for a Bears temperature check. What will be Caleb Williams and company's record over the next 3 games? That's against the Bengals this week, the Giants the following week, and after that the Vikings.
Bengals, Giants, Vikings. The Giants no longer have the services of Cam Scataboo right now. Well, this season. So that's a win. I have. Do we know what's going on? Okay, yes, we do. JJ McCarthy. This came across my news feed. But you see my consternation there, because it's like, are you really okay with starting JJ? You guys really good with it? Like, you cool? Why do I get the feeling they could beat the Vikings?
Well, probably because they should have beaten the Vikings the first time. That might be part of the reason.
That was JJ's first game as a pro quarterback.
And he hasn't had much experience since.
So, let's try it again, Bears. Let's try for that W again. So, theoretically, I've already given them two. Now it comes down to whether or not Joe Flacco is healthy, does it not?
Does it? Because I thought that's what it came down to last week, whether or not the quarterback was healthy or not. And he wasn't. And what happened?
The Bears lost 30-16. Sure. I'll be that person.
What person?
I'll be the person that can say the Bears will be 3-0 over the next three games.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what I'm thinking right now.
7-3?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But if Joe Flacco, we find out he's healthy and he's playing.
6-4?
Perhaps. Because Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and... There could be a lot of daylight in front of them. Or worse yet, a lot of missed tackles in front of them.
I thought Mo Egger summed it up pretty eloquently. When Ja'Marr Chase is open, throw him the football.
If your quarterback's problem is that you don't throw Ja'Marr Chase the football when he's open, then I don't know what helps you in the year of our Lord 2025. But I think if Joe Flacco's healthy, there's a good chance the Bears lose. But as for the Giants, if you don't beat the Giants, what on earth will I be saying after that game?
You might just be crying into the mic, because it might be something you wish you hadn't had to witness with your own eyes. Because how ugly would that be if you lose to the Giants?
And I really can be like, oh, well, Lila said they were going to win the next three games. They should
win the next
three games.
Vikings
might be the biggest question mark outright based on non-injury factors. But I don't know, man. It's just like we've all talked about. The Vikings have had a drop since last season, and it does come down to quarterback.
I'm going to tell you this. If Joe Flacco starts on Sunday, I'm picking the Bengals to win the game. The secondary is beat up. I like Dennis Allen. I think he's good at his job, but you can only work with the tools that you're given. He does not have a full complement of tools on his tool belt. This is not a Batman utility belt that he's working with. Okay?
Grady Jarrett being healthier, I think, should theoretically do something else for the pass rush. That was his first game back.
That's not enough.
No, I know.
Joe Flacco, do you understand how quickly Joe Flacco gets rid of the football?
Yeah.
At his old age? I ain't trying to take no hits.
And like, what pain-killing drugs are available for that AC joint?
I got him going 2-1. 3-0 if Flacco doesn't play.
It sounds crazy,
Ray,
but then
can
when
I couch
you think
it?
About
you asked
it,
the question. Can I couch it like that? Can I say 3-0? Because I do think they will beat both the Vikings. I think they've learned a lot of lessons. And the Giants. No Cam Scataboo. And I think Dennis Allen will have something for him. Also, if Tyree Stevenson plays, even with Joe Flacco, they got a fighting chance.
Did you think that Cam Scataboo would be the X factor to the Giants
season? Yes, I did. When they drafted him, I was like, you know what? That's a guy the Bears probably could have used. But I said that about a lot of running backs that were taken in the draft.
7 rounds later.
Yes. So, 2-1 if there's no Flacco. I'm sorry, 2-1 if there is a Flacco. 3-0 if there's no Flacco. But possibly 3-0 if there's Flacco, but there's also Tyreek Stevenson. Got that?
The crazy
all right, we're
part
writing
about,
it all down over
the
here.
The crazy part about the Giants is their two wins are against good teams. Like, that's the wild card here, is that they beat the Chargers 21-18, and they beat the Eagles 34-17.
They beat the Eagles down.
They subsequently lost to the Eagles, but that other game against the Eagles was a win.
Number three.
The NFL confuses me. I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about it.
Third question here on Raheem Harrison Grody. Mark Grody, he's at House Hall right now. Who will be the Bulls' leading scorer this year?
This is a great question. They've
Malik
had four
Monk. No, that was supposed to be for the game. No, Zach LaVine scored 30.
He had a nice 70% field goal percentage Malik Monk did last night and putting his 15 points in. But listen, four games, four different leading scores for the Bulls. All four of those games ended in a Chicago Bulls win. Here's who I'm going to say is going to be their leading scorer. He ain't even stepped on the court yet. Points per game is Kobe White. It's going to be Kobe White.
By virtue of average.
Yes. Yeah. Points per game. It's still Kobe. Don't be fooled by what you're seeing right now. When Kobe comes back, Kobe White is going to get his.
For the sake of contradiction.
I like it.
Should I choose someone else?
Or you could just choose the right answer, Kobe White.
I don't necessarily know.
I mean, I don't necessarily know, but that's my best educated guess.
I think for the sake of contradiction, I don't think Modest is going to be the guy with 27 every night. But I do think in points per game, perhaps it is Josh Giddey. Yep, Robbie, your man's.
The guy has the ball in his hand the most, and he's also good at driving to the paint, and he's also making his three-pointers. Great.
That's it, the threes. I think with the threes, it's Giddey.
He's also utilizing this little spin move a little more. I don't know if he was doing that last year, but he's really putting that spin move to use.
Well,
I like it.
I like the spin move because the spin move has a better chance of drawing contact and getting you to the line than that floater that he was throwing up that Robbie probably throws up on 12-year-olds when he plays pickup basketball.
Is that the one where like Jimmy Butler yelled, and this is in the NBA, against the Bulls, Skyhook! He yelled it during the game.
People want to know Giddey's stats right now. 19.5 points a game, around 9 rebounds a game, and 8 assists per game. He's doing pretty good.
Is that good?
Pretty good during this 4-0 start. I remember when everyone started hating him.
And no then he one came hates on. Him.
Everyone
Don't
was
Mike Jones this like we did with CeeDee Gardner-Johnson yesterday.
No one believed in Giddey except for me, and now look at him.
No,
the plant has flourished because of me.
I believe in
Thank
Giddey.
You, Chicago.
I just said
you're
you,
welcome.
You don't have to pay Giddey all the money. There was no need. You're bidding against yourself.
Unfortunately, the market was tight. You know, like
it's
there
not
wasn't,
about the market. It's about the player.
It's about them aprons. The first one, the second one. It's
what
about
he
them
said.
Aprons.
I am Robert Paulson. Yeah, Josh
so Giddey. That's what I concluded.
Number four.
Look, if you only had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or would you just let it slip? Well, actually, the Blue Jays, they have two shots at winning the World Series in Toronto, the home field advantage. Will the Blue Jays be able to pull it off?
You know what? Why not? Why the heck not at this point? You didn't go this far to get this far, did you? Did you? The series is tied at 2?
No. It's 3-2
I mean,
Blue Jays.
Yeah, the series is 3-2. Sorry, I was rewinding to yesterday at this time. Here's the rub. You got Yamamoto tonight.
Yeah. What's he looking like, Layla?
And Kevin Gausman is a no slouch, but Yamamoto's playoff ERA is a cool 1.57. So I don't know. I think the Blue Jays definitely have a chance, like a good chance to win the World Series. I know I was very Dodgers in 5, but the Dodgers have been inevitable. But the Blue Jays show that they can dial up that offense at will as they need to. I think it's almost to the point right now of shades of what we saw in their first playoff series of the year against the Yankees. But Yamamoto is, he's kind of with that Dodgers are inevitable type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
He's a good representation of that since he doesn't let other pitchers pitch when he pitches.
That part, yeah. Throws a complete game in his last outing. So I just... That's the one tricky part of this. So then theoretically it gets tied to 3 and then you've got to go ahead.
Listen, the Yamamoto can't be understated because he's pitched back-to-back complete games in these playoffs. And not only that, he's got an ERA of 1.57 this postseason. 1.57. You look at what he's been able to do and it just kind of makes you understand that all starting pitchers are not the same when we get to this point of the season. He's also a guy who's pitched 47 and a third innings. And in that time, he's only given up 5 runs earned. I think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. They're going to win the next two games and break an entire country's hearts.
Do we really think the entire country cares that much? I still think hockey's their fave.
I don't know if... yes to the hockey thing, where they are divided over who they have allegiances towards.
Correct.
But Toronto is Canada's team, and they're going up against what they feel like is America in this series. I don't know if you've, you know, checked the political climate between the two countries in the last, three years or so, but things are not great. Things are not great.
I just don't know if the entire country's heart would be broken is the thing.
I think that...
Because of the love of the hockey.
The majority of the country, they want to see this happen. They've been waiting, what, 3 decades to see this happen? Yeah, they want to see this happen.
Yes, Twitch, bring back the Expos. Yes.
Oh, I wish they would bring back the Expos.
Number five.
Last question here in Five On It with Raheemy Harrison Grody. It's time to have a question, a conversation about Halloween. There's two questions here. Question number one. A submission from our friends at the WBBM Newsroom. We love them very much. How old is too old to dress up in a costume for Halloween? And the second question, at what age are you too old to go trick-or-treating?
I don't want to admit to this, but I should. Parentified child here. So at 10 years old, I decided I was too old for trick-or-treating and that I was going to hand out candy and wear a Halloween-themed shirt.
Did you skim off the top? That's all I know.
I don't know. I was 10, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
But I decided in those moments that double digits, it was time for me to shift gears and no longer trick-or-treat.
See, to me, you're just working smarter, not harder, because why get dressed up, have to go around the neighborhood? You could just skim off the top and just stay at home.
And I'm pretty sure there was a conversation had with my mother about this, and I'm pretty sure, you know how when you're an adult, you remember your childhood memories rationally, but you know that you didn't present rationally? Like, but it's fun to think you did. So somewhere along the way, I just decided, no, I had had enough of trick-or-treating and that I was going to be the one giving out the candy instead. And you know, those poor people on the other side of the door are probably like, why is a child distributing candy? Like, what's gone wrong here?
Real close to child labor situation here, but, if you think about it.
But at 10 years old, I was like, nope, I'm in double figures now. It's time to change.
Not I'm in double figures now. Like, oh, I'm going to get ink in the Saturday morning newspaper. I mean, I scored 10 points. And double figures.
For some reason, I just love to emotionally deprive myself of stuff. Like, I totally would have taken the pinball machine out of my locker room. So,
Now you're depriving others.
But that's, yes. Yeah. I didn't say I was rational as a child. But that was kind of how I felt about things. Now, costumes, people have parties. So, I don't know, whatever age, like, when do you stop? The Crypt Keeper was the Crypt Keeper. I'm pretty sure that was a costume for the Crypt Keeper. And we use that as a euphemism for old age. So I don't know, 99? 99. Whenever you can't zip the zipper of the Halloween costume anymore, that's when you can't put on a Halloween costume.
Hey, man. Call me Katie Heron out here. Because the limit does not exist on that age for a costume. You can wear a costume to the day you die. Wear a costume to work. They make me put a suit on sometimes when I go on the television. Same difference. If I can wear whatever I want, I'm going to wear whatever I want. Dress up. Did you guys see the, I think it was Luigi and Donkey Kong in the crowd last night for the Bulls game? You did see that, Robbie?
I did see that, yeah.
That was a nice look, right? It was like, oh, okay, yeah.
And an NES theme, if you will.
Yes.
Look. Yeah, Adam Amin pointed them out. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Throw a banana peel out there while you're driving down the street. You know what I'm saying?
If only those worked in real life to make people stop what they were doing.
So the limit does not exist on the age for being able to dress up. Dress up whenever you want. But as far as trick-or-treating, listen. If you're past middle school, junior high, I don't want to see you out here going door to door. If you're bigger than the adults when you knock on the door, I don't want to see that. After you hit puberty, let's call it a wrap.
That was my answer. Puberty is the
right. Yeah, let's call it a wrap.
Ray?
Trick or treat.
Oh, it's as far as trick or treating, it's high school. I agree with Marshall. It's high school.
That's
you're too old looking to be out here asking for candy,
the
man.
The kid has a mustache. He's trick or treating.
I'm with the costume thing, though, with Marshall as well. Come on. You only have one life, man. Live it up. Be fun. Dress up for Halloween, baby.
These
no matter how
out
old
here,
you are.
I'm glad that they can tap into something that still gives them joy, because I know a lot of adults, myself included sometimes, that we have problems sometimes tapping into joy.
630 wants to know if we're dressing up for work tomorrow. Should we tell them my latest suggestion?
What would you suggest? I don't think I remember this.
That we only slightly alter each other's appearances. Like Robbie comes in with a slightly heavier mustache and like Ray doesn't wear his glasses or something. And I come in with like a red wig on.
I think we should surprise each other tomorrow. We come in, and if you wear a costume, you wear one. If you're not, you're going to get, I'm going to make fun of you for it.
Didn't you,
if you don't wear
a hot dog costume one time?
It may come out again.
Okay.
Who knows?
All right. I love it. I did see the Steve Kerr, yes, 708. I did see the Steve Kerr costume right behind the Warriors bench. It was fantastic. You are correct.
That's amazing. We have more to come here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Coming up next, it is Jarrett Payton. How does he feel about what he saw out of the Bears on Sunday against the Ravens? What does he think about their chances against the Bengals? We'll do it all next with Jarrett on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org. Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Jarrett Payton.
My name is Jarrett Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jarrett Payton wearing his father's number, number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jarrett Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on, and here he comes up. His son Jarrett is with him. Sweetness. What an ovation.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jarrett Payton with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
I always thank Uncle Luke. Why not? This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall's just shaking his head and looking at
me. What specifically are you thanking Uncle Luke for? I guess that's what my question is.
His musical catalog, his celebration of life, his appreciation for sports and culture.
Definitely culture. There's culture in there.
Shout out
to
Uncle Luke. Always. That said, a man who knows him well. We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Jarrett Payton is also shaking his head at me. I'm sorry, Jarrett. What do you want?
Dude, you guys are amazing, man. I appreciate both of you guys. Grody, I know you're listening somewhere, so I appreciate you. Just to jump off, I was listening to you guys while I was folding laundry and actually doing laundry as well. So that's my life as a dad now. But Layla, I heard you were talking about screenings and getting checked and all that stuff. And it hit me a little bit because I appreciate you for doing that. November 1st coming up here Saturday will be 26 years since my dad passed. And so I think about how, you know, he, through the process of when he got sick and when we found out that he didn't go get checked soon enough. And I wish he would have, because you never know, if he did, he might still be here with us if he went and got checked. So everybody out there listening, make sure if you got the opportunity, go get checked out, go to the doctor regularly, and don't be afraid of it. Know something, because knowledge is power, and then you can find a way to be able to combat whatever it is. So I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. That's moving, Jarrett. And I think you're right. That's a wonderful way to remember your fathers, by thinking of others in this way just now. There are so many ways to pay memory to your dad and respect it. And I'm so sorry that you have to live with that grief, but that's a wonderful way to I think, use it to help other people.
And yeah. Jarrett, let me just echo that sentiment, because I think a lot of times we don't feel like, you know, we're doing enough and feel like we're pestering people when we try to get on them about getting certain things done. And there's no such thing as too much pestering, because some things are, it's okay to be annoying. It's okay to be annoying to your family members, friends, whoever, because you get to a certain age and certain things have to be done if you want to continue to live the life that you're living or continue to live at all.
It's so true, man. It's so true. I think about so many lives that he's saved. Through even not being here, whether it's through organ donation or it's people that were like, yo, I need to go get checked, because Walter Payton didn't. So I need to put it on myself to go get checked. So there's so many people I've talked to throughout the last 26 years that have, you know, talked about that with me. So it just hit me, you know, when I was downstairs in the laundry room, I was like, I just want to say I appreciate that. And hopefully people are out there listening. So I don't want to get too emotional. I don't got no tissues by me, but, I was a little emotional after Sunday's game against the Ravens, I'll tell you that.
Okay, what was the emotion there?
Man, it just was, after this four-game win streak was just like, man, I was living on cloud nine. And I knew that there was deficiencies with this ball club, but, you know, it was all being masked by takeaways by the defense, and the run game was on point, and there was like a two-headed monster at running back. I was like, okay, we got something cooking here. Like, we got it cooking. Everything is good. And then Lamar's not playing. I was like, oh, dog, this is the dub for show. Like, this is cupcake. And Tyler Huntley's like, nah, we gonna figure this thing out. I think just watching the Bears offense struggle, especially in the red zone, it just, the penalties had me crying. It's the struggles in the red zone. It's the up and down play of Caleb Williams, which I'm not that I'm surprised. I knew, you know, coming into this season, another new offense, that it wasn't going to be easy, but there's so much there. And the injuries with this ball club as well, especially on the defensive end. I know it's hard. You were hopefully that you were getting healthy after the bye week, and then things just keep happening all the time. And so that's the nature of the game of football. You have to, it's next man up, or, you know, try to be able to have that depth so you can survive some of the injuries that have occurred to you or throughout the season so far. And just not the brand of football that I thought we were going to see in Baltimore.
I've asked every guest we've had on this week about this. So I'll ask you, Jared, how terrified are you of Ja'Marr Chase, knowing what the Bears do and do not have in their secondary right now?
It would keep me up at night if I was Dennis Allen. I mean, that's what guys like that do. I mean, the great ones, you have to, you know, they're going to get theirs. It's hard to stop, and especially with a secondary that's been banged up. You got him, and don't forget about T. Higgins either. I mean, you got to figure out both guys. You can take away one, but the other one might go off as well. So it's that pick your poison with both those guys. I think listening to you both before I jumped on, I'm with you. It's more about Joe Flacco playing, and is he able to play? A sprained AC joint in your throwing shoulder does not sound good to me going into a game, especially when you got to be able to throw the ball down the field, which we've seen him do this year so far. I think if he doesn't play, Jake Browning just doesn't scare me. But I'm not going to say that because last week I was saying the exact same thing about a backup quarterback coming in, going up against the Bears. So it's anytime that you have those guys, especially a Jamar Chase, Marshall, short routes can turn into yak yards and touchdowns. And yes, that scares me. And that means you have to be tackling. It's got to be on point. Everybody's got to be around the football. And I don't know. I'm scared. I'm sleeping at night, but Dennis Allen's probably figuring things out, sleeping with one eye open every single night.
No, I think he has to, Jarrett. And we are talking to Jarrett Payton, just in case you didn't know, at Payton Son on X, the WGN-TV sports anchor. And let me promo this before I ask you your next question. Catch The Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app. On your smart TV, weeknights live at 7:30, the GN Sports crew will break down the biggest stories in Chicago sports with a laid-back vibe as they hang out in their corner office. And I love that it's more than just on-air people that are in that show. That's why it's cool.
Yeah, it really is. And we get the opportunity to kind of lay back in the studio, just talk like we always do. And it shows you what we're doing, just preparing for the show. And at first, I was kind of questioning, would people like it? I've started to understand that it's actually really, really cool. So we're breaking it down. No filters. We can't swear, even though we're on the streaming app. But we're talking about everything that everybody else is talking about. But you can see how all the process is made as we get up to 10:30 on GN Sports.
It's one of the most fun parts of the job is just hanging out with people talking about sports in the sports office. So a great concept. Now that I've gotten the fun stuff out of the way, I have to hit you with this. I know that whenever you have to get a guy who is available, aka off the street, and it's a guy like C.D. Gardner-Johnson, he wants to go by C.D. now, we were told, so we will do that. It says a lot about, unfortunately, what has happened to the secondary. And I think about the Saints game plan that Dennis Allen was able to run, partially because Kyler Gordon was healthy. So he was able to threat with that blitz a little more. You know, he was able to roll up Gordon and even Gordon and Brisker at the same time. I thought that was so effective. I just don't see them being able to do that against the Bengals, knowing the secondary is so depleted and Gordon's now on the IR.
Yeah, I think it's... when you have guys like that, it does give you the opportunity to change things up. And I think I've been talking about what Dennis Allen has done for a lot of these guys, man. He's taking the best out of them. And whatever they do best, he finds ways to kind of just amplify it just a little bit more. And so, you know, I think about how tough that is. But a guy like CJ being able to come in, I think a lot of people were on social media were talking about just, you know, him being on his fourth team in the last season, I guess, and last year. I mean, he's moved around a lot, but he's a guy that has been on been around a Super Bowl winning team. He's been around Dennis Allen and also Ben Johnson, so they know what he's like inside of the locker room. People might have questions, but it's being able to grab a guy like that has been around for a little bit, understands that, listen, your chances are getting slimmer and slimmer by the year. You got to have to be able to come in and make plays. And so hopefully they figure this thing out just a little bit more. But anytime you can have a dude come down and stop the run, Layla, at that position, like a guy like Kyler Gordon, I mean, it's having a guy like that is so beneficial in every single defense, because not only can they cover, they can come down and stop the run. And it's when you don't have that, you start to see it when you got to go up against teams that can run the football.
Last week, we talked about Caleb Williams going up against a defense that was bad, but yet I felt like they would be better because they were coming off their bye and they were in a desperate situation. This is different this week, Jared. Caleb, Ben Johnson, they got to figure this out because the Bengals are a mark. They were treated by Justin Fields as a mark last week. They should be treated the same by the Bears offense this week. You see a big step forward for Caleb this week?
Take care of the football. That's what take care of the football. I mean, it's hard. I keep watching that play over and over again with Rome coming, you know, across and out of his break and just being able to undercut that route because they saw it a couple times before, right? And so I'm thinking that ball, if you're going to throw that, needed to be out as soon as his head turned around, right? Or understand the offense and know that probably the easiest thing is to go to Kyle Manunga that right there in the flat. And so, yeah, there's some issues here, but I think the same things that we see with Caleb that are frustrating people are things that you've seen throughout his career. And this is not a knock saying that he can't get better. It's just trying to preach patience to people that like, if you want to see the full Caleb Williams, like this is, it is, it's going to take time, you guys. And I'm frustrated because I thought it was going to be a little bit more instant, but I think we all did because of the Ben Johnson effect, but also knowing one of the things that Ben really wants you to do in his offense is play within structure, which Caleb has lived with not a lot of structure playing football for most of his life. And so it's really trying to reprogram him to understand of how to play within your offense. And so I think that's the battle between Ben and Caleb. And I think we're going to have to wait and see, but we're what, 7 games into his second offense that he's learning so far in the NFL. There's gotta be a little bit more time. I don't know. People don't want to hear this. I want to see progress. Don't think of that. I'm saying you got to wait for the whole season, but I can only imagine if we can see some more progress and then you get an off season, those two to be able to go back and look throughout this whole season and break down. I think that is the process that Ben's like, yo, we're going to get through this. We're going to try to keep getting you better. But after this, we're going to break this whole thing down and figure it out how to get you to kind of understand. It's hard to do while you're in it, you guys. But once you get a chance to kind of like take a breath and then relook at what you did throughout the whole season, I think that's when we're really going to see a huge, huge jump, hopefully.
I think you're right about that too, Jarrett. And we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and also share. Very kind of you.
Thanks, Jarrett.
Hey, guys. Have a good one. Happy Halloween tomorrow.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, yeah.
Jarrett Payton, of course, you know where to find him. He's on WGN. And like we said, you can check out that new show that they're doing, The Sports Office, as well. That's on their streaming app. Coming up next, we've talked a lot about the Bengals game that they had against the Jets. Jets earned their first win of the season. We mentioned a good owner yesterday and the efforts that Charlie Ursay-Gordon is having to learn her team. On the flip side of that, you have Woody Johnson saying what he said going into that game week, the Jets owner. So how did the former Bears quarterback react after the game? Let's examine next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry, Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org. Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Raheem Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that that we've got. You know, it's, I mean, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving.
And the Jets are going to do it here in Cincinnati. And once again, this Cincinnati crowd stunned.
You know what the lame part is? This is Raheem Harrison Grody. That's not the lame part. Somebody's making a joke. It's that. I wonder if Woody Johnson thinks that his comments lit a fire under the Jets to get their first win of the season when they beat the Bengals 39-38.
It better not have.
But knowing his tendencies.
Well, here's what I know about rich people. What I've learned, excuse me, about not rich people, wealthy people. Because there's a difference, right, between rich and wealthy. The things that they don't understand and can't relate to are just hilarious at times.
Are you saying they may live in a bubble and they're not in touch with the rest of America?
They're not in touch with the rest of America.
Big if true.
It's very true. Not for all, but for, I would gather to say, most.
Many.
That's, you know what? That's a much better layover blanket term.
Many. So that's how I feel about Woody Johnson. Makes very pointed comments about Justin Fields during the week leading up to the Bengals game. And the Jets were winless until they beat the Bengals, who, of course, is the next opponent of the Bears. Jets are now 1-7. Justin Fields, the former Bears quarterback, went 21 of 32, 244 yards, threw a touchdown. Arguably his best game of the year. The Jets also ran the ball well, as we've talked about. But there's some relief that comes with getting win number one. Justin Fields, of course, signed that two-year, $40 million deal with the Jets. And we were happy to see him get paid. You are a backup in Pittsburgh, get traded there after the Bears decide to go with Caleb Williams, of course. So you were seeing a career arc here where change of scenery is good for athletes. All's well that ends well. Go get paid. Go get him. So then Woody Johnson makes those comments, which I think if any owner made comments like that about his football team, and I'm including Jerry Jones on that, who decided to also talk about a land deal while he was also not being the GM.
Yeah.
Going back to our original point in this segment, you say all that to say, how was he going to talk about the game afterward? Justin Fields was as emotional as we have ever heard him.
Yesterday, I'm praying like crazy, just for a win, and you know, this I'm gonna get pretty vulnerable right here, but this week I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying, on the ground, laying down, not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that, and I was put in place to handle this situation. But in that moment when I was talking to my best friend, you know, how hard it was, and just, you know, not wavering faith wise I just had gotten a text from my sister and my stepmom, and it was just an encouraging text on, you know, just keep going and keep spreading the faith. And they just sent me a link on social media, and I tell you guys all the time that I'm not on social media, so I didn't see it. So that was just it was just a sign from God for me to keep going, and that, you know, I'm in the right place.
To talk about like crying in his closet, to think about what people go through during the week, and then you're in the public eye the whole time, And goodness knows, he was a lightning rod for discussion, just like Caleb Williams has become. It has its effects on people. And I don't ever know that we heard him speak to that extent about what it did to him.
I can only imagine what his time in Chicago is like based on hearing that, right? And he's been through a lot. He's bounced back from a lot. He has a job, obviously, as a starting quarterback in the NFL in the largest media market in the country. And so his play is going to get talked about, especially when your team is winless, as they were before they got that dub against the Bengals.
Not to mention the way they talk about the Jets in New York in general.
Justin Fields didn't have to talk about what was going on with him personally, but I appreciate the openness, the amount of vulnerability it took for him to even speak on that. Because let's be honest, that'll get a lot of people just absolutely raked over the coals in a lot of different places, depending on the situation.
You mean like in a professional setting if you're an employee?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or in a front-facing role as the one he has as the New York Jets starting quarterback,
yeah,
by the media there. And I'm glad that it's received the kind of response it has in a positive manner, because in 2025, I'm not too sure if I believe in humanity in a way that I used to.
The empathy. Yeah, empathy is some quickly people think, becoming out of style.
I literally heard someone say empathy was a bad thing. Like, it preached about how empathy was a bad thing, and that's a word we shouldn't be using.
Until they need it themselves.
Well, that's a story.
It's always how it is. But that's the point here. The position of NFL quarterback, as we have fully examined, there's a reason there's a show about it. There's a reason we talk about it all the time. There's a reason they get paid what they do. And when you hear guys like Caleb Williams talk about in books or in TV shows or in series on Netflix, rather, you hear guys like Patrick Mahomes talk about it. You hear Tom Brady talk about the need for the understanding, the empathy that goes into learning the position, into being that person. You understand also why teams are successful. You know, Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold giving him a second chance. Think about what Daniel Jones is doing. I know we talked about the Colts earlier, but think about Daniel Jones, for example, in Indianapolis and how that's working out. Just that simple understanding and how that can help give somebody a new life in their career.
And to me, this is another data point, not only for Justin Fields, the person, and the player, but NFL quarterbacks at large and how things can go versus how you think things might go.
I know Caleb Williams goes through it. We've seen him do it. We saw it famously on the sideline in college. I just hate that it has to be that way.
For lack of a better cliche phrase, it's the truth. It does come with the territory.
It does, but man, sometimes it's still painful to hear.
Fair.
Food for thought. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, Mark joins us at 125 from Hallis Hall. And we did a lot of examination into who was C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Then we knew that he was being referred to as Chauncey. Well, now it's apparently something else. How are they going to use the man, his skills, what he brings to the table defensively? How do they want to use him on the field? Let's talk about it all next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.